Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The only program dedicated to currency events. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Hey, it's Entrepreneur Friday on the Noon Business Hour, and we check in with a legendary Chicago pizza business. And of course, we're talking about Giordano's, which is launching its Chi-Town Flavors series, celebrating iconic Chicago foods through bold brand collaborations. Welcome in Nick Scarpino, who is the CEO of Giordano's in Chicago. Nick, thank you for joining us today. And Nick, I want to tell you right now, I am literally looking down on Giordano's, specifically your location in Prudential Plaza. We can see it outside the studio window. So if you ever need like a status update on how things are going at that particular restaurant, I'm your guy.
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you. Come join us for lunch right after this. We'd love to host you.
Now, Chicago food is definitely having a moment right now. I mean, I think it's amazing. And this is just Give me an idea of the just worldwide recognition of certain types of Chicago food that when we elected a pope last week, and not we, I mean, I'm not a member of the conclave, but when the Catholic Church elected a pope, the conclave elected a pope last week, and we found out he was from Chicago, the first thing was like, I wonder what his opinions are on Italian beef. Like that's how well known Italian beef and pizza are around the world, associated with the city of Chicago. So as the CEO of a company that is definitely at the top of the heap when it comes to people thinking about Chicago food, how do you stay fresh, and then how do you stay innovative in that environment?
Well, yeah, it's true. All eyes are certainly on Chicago these days. It's an honor to be a part of that conversation. You know, Giordano's just celebrated our 50-year anniversary, and we were thinking to ourselves, what better way to celebrate our own success, to thank Chicago for 50 great years of history, than to partner with other iconic Chicago brands and do some collaborations. And so the very first one that we're going to do is a collaboration with Bona Beef, and we're going to make an Italian beef pizza and launch it on National Italian Beef Day, which is just next week.
May 24th, so circle your calendars right now. Now, when you were testing out the Italian beef pizza and you hooked up with Buona Beef to make this a reality, how many different permutations did you go through before you settled on one that you thought, well, this is going to be a commercial success?
You know, probably countless. You know, some days at work are rough, and some days at work you're trying pizza after pizza after pizza. And so we really had to nail down how much Italian beef to make. So we were really experimenting in the final phases of this, how many ounces of beef to settle on. And so we dialed it in just right, and then we decided to top it with some jardiniere.
Now, this is, for whatever reason, Nick, this turned into Italian Beef Week on the Noon Business Hour, because we had Jeff Morrow on yesterday, the Food Network chef, talking about his Italian beef sandwich, and talking about the secret to a good beef sandwich is to make sure it has the right amount of gravy, giving that that perfect level of moisture when you bite into the sandwich. Now, when you bake an Italian beef pizza, how do you make sure that the Italian beef retains that level of moisture that you would get when you open up the bag and open up a sandwich and bite into it for the first time?
It's a very astute observation. It is true. So the unique thing about pizza is that it has other areas of moisture as well. So if you think about things like putting cheese on top, so we can get moisture from other areas, not just the Italian beef, but the Italian beef has to be seasoned perfectly, all the right seasonings. And then the combination of the gravy, spices, and cheese make it really, really moist.
It's also interesting that we were talking about collaborations or collabs, as the kids say today, and this is now a commonplace thing. And this seems to be an offshoot of Instagram or TikTok culture. This is the way social media has not only just influenced culture, but influenced business.
Yeah, you're totally right. It is absolutely something that the next generation looks for. They kind of expect it to happen. There's always a dichotomy of brands like ours that have been around for a long time, new brands that are coming up. And, you know, that next generation likes to see brands working with each other, and they get excited about things like this. So we're absolutely tapping into this kind of cultural moment that's happening.
Giordano's is 50 years old now. Could you ever or you or your predecessors have ever imagined in the 70s or even the 80s that Chicago style pizza not only would have this this global acclaim, but also that people would have very passionate opinions about what represents Chicago pizza, whether it's deep dish or the square cut, the thin crust, the tavern style?
That's right. I don't think my predecessors, I've talked to them about this, ever imagined that we would be here today. But I think they're thrilled and honored that when people think about Chicago and when they think about food, deep dish pizza is on the Mount Rushmore of Chicago style food. So it is truly an honor. And we love the debate about deep dish and tavern style. And we hope that it continues into the future.
Nick Scarpino, CEO of Giordano's in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. And, of course, check out their collaboration with Buona Beef, the Italian beef pizza, which will be released on National Italian Beef Day, which is May 24th. Begin counting the days.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.